Hello everyone, welcome to Raga Dream, the Carnatic Music Gateway. As we head into the 15th episode of the podcast, let us begin with an amazing quote by Abraham Joshua. Self-respect is the fruit of discipline. Self-respect is the highest form of self-love. As we should be aware, any human being cannot sustain without his or her approval. That's how we humans work. Every choice we take does matter, but we need to be cautious on prioritizing ourselves before anything else, as self-respect tracks our choices. We transact with the world, and the world always judges on every transaction. Some people term you friendly, while others term you horrible. The world will never agree on the definition of what you are, so you need to ignore what the world defines you and start living your authentic life. Just be firm with your choices and monitor yourselves continuously for not going back to those lifestyles that never helped you to evolve. Remind yourselves of the purpose and why you chose to move forward, and most importantly, it is a needed skill to learn how to move on in life by leaving the toxic circumstances that consume your energy. It is your job to respect yourselves instead of seeking the same outside. Stay authentic, as it is your unique journey. On that note, we begin our 15th episode with a short and beautiful composition of Muthuswami Dikshithar on Lord Karthikeya of Swami Malai, Swaminatha Paripalaya Ashuma in Raga Nata, set to Aditala, which is a tala of 8 beats. The composition is on Lord Muruga of Swami Malai, a temple situated in Kumbakonam on the banks of River Kaveri. This temple is considered to be one of the 6 abodes of Lord Karthikeya, the Arupade Veedu, where the sanctum of Lord Muruga is located atop, and the sanctum of his mother goddess Parvati as Meenakshi, and father Lord Shiva as Sundareshwara is located downhill. According to the Skanda Purana, Lord Brahma denigrated Lord Kartikeya during his visit to Mount Kailash. Lord Muruga got angry and questioned Lord Brahma on how he was creating the living beings in the universe. Lord Brahma answered to him by stating that he took the help of Vedas while creating the universe. Hearing that, Lord Muruga asked Brahma to recite the Vedas. While Brahma started his recitation of the Vedas with the word Om, Muruga immediately stopped him and asked the meaning of Om. Since Brahma did not expect the kid to ask such questions, he could not reply with an explanation. Lord Kartikeya knocked the forehead of Brahma with a fist and imprisoned him for the insult, and Muruga took over the activity of the creation. Being aware of the incident, all the Devatas approached Lord Narayana to rescue Brahma by negotiating with Lord Kartikeya. Since Narayana was unable to help, the Devatas requested the same to Shiva, as he is the last resort. Lord Shiva came to negotiate with Kartikeya to release Brahma and asked him the reason for his imprisonment. Kartikeya explained the reason and also Brahma's lack of knowledge on the meaning of the pranava mantra Om. Shiva requested Muruga to impart the knowledge and the meaning of the pranava mantra by keenly listening to Muruga's upadesham. Since Shiva behaved like a student to the teacher Muruga and attained the knowledge, he named Kartikeya as Swaminatha Swami, meaning the teacher of Lord Shiva. As per the Kanda Puranam, once all the rishis assembled in Mount Kailash to witness the holy wedding of Shiva and Parvati. This resulted in the tilting of earth towards one side. Shiva asked the sage Agastya to move towards the south to balance the earth. Agastya employed Itumba, a demon who carried 2 hills on his shoulder, to place in the south. While the demon headed towards the south, he decided to rest and tried to lift off the hill from his shoulders. When he tried to do so, one of the hills did not budge when he saw a young boy standing on top of the hill. The demon tried to attack the boy but got defeated. Agastya, who came to know about this, understood that the young boy was none other than Lord Kartikeya and requested him to forgive the demon. Lord Muruga immediately forgave Itumba and asked him to place the hill on the resting place, which is currently called Parini, and the other hill where Itumba placed is Swami Malai. Tirupugal is a holy praise on Lord Muruga written by the Tamil saint poet Arunagirinadar. As history says, Arunagirinadar led a voluptuous life and his revulsion on his conduct led him to attempt suicide when Lord Muruga transformed him into a parrot and rescued from his death. This transformed Arunagirinadar and he started singing in praise of Lord Muruga, covering all the Arupade Veedu, the six abodes of Lord Muruga. Swami Malai is the fourth abode of Lord Muruga among the Arupade Veedu on which Arunagirinadar had composed many Tirupugal. I would like to present the Swami Malai Tirupugal, Jagamaye Utran, in Raga Sunada Vinodini.
ஜகமாயை உற்றன் அகவாழ்வில் வைத்த திறமாத கர்ப்பம் உடனூறி தேசமாத மூற்றி வடிவானிலாதில் திறமாயணித்த பொருளாகி மகவாவினூச்சி விழியானத்தில் மலைமேர்போயத்தில் உறவாடி மடி மீதெடுத்து விளையாடி நேத்தும் மணிவாயின் மூர்த்தி தரவேணும் முகமாயமிட்டு கூறமாதினுக்கு மூளை மேலனைக்க வரு நீதான் முதுமா முறைக்குள் ஒரு மாபொருட்குள் மொழியேயுரைத்த குருநாதகையாதனுக்குள் அடிகான வைத்த தனியே ரகத்தின் முருகோனே தருகாவிருக்கு வட பரிஷத்து சமர்வேலெடுத்த பெருமாளே மடி மீதெடுத்து விளையாடி நேதும் மணிவாயின் மூர்த்தி தரவேணும் சமர்வேலெடுத்த பெருமாளே.
Here, Arunagirinadar praised Lord Muruga, wanting him to be conceived in his wife's womb. Though most of the sources say that Arunagirinadar was never married, in the Tirupugal Manayaval Nahika, he states that his wife and other relatives were disgusted and even ridiculed him, which further proves that Arunagirinadar was married. Coming back to the meaning, he prays to Lord Muruga to be born as his son so that he could play with him, cuddle and enjoy every moment with his child. This Tirupugal is considered to be a prayer and the expecting couples who recite this Tirupugal will be blessed with a healthy child. Coming to the raga, Nate is a Janya raga of 36 Melakarta Chalanata. This raga is an asymmetric raga that does not contain ga and dha in the descending scale, which is a combination of Sampurna raga Chalanata and out of a scale raga Gambiranata. The scale is
Sare ga ma pa da ni sa sa ni pa ma re sa.
The placement of the swaram is Shatjam, Shatruti Rishabam, Antara Ghantaram, Shuddha Madhyamam, Panchamam, Shatruti Daivatam and Kakali Nishada in the Arohana, with the exclusion of Ghandaram and Daivatam in the Avarohana. Let's explore the Kriti.
Tadarina la 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 la
Let's explore the meaning of the composition. Pallavi, Swaminatha, Paripalaya Ashuma, Swap Prakasha, Valli Isha, Guru Guha, Deva Sena Isha. Meaning, I worship Lord Kartikeya to protect me, who is the Lord of Valli and the protector of the Devatas. Samashti Charanam, Kama Janaka, Bharati Isha Sevita, Kartikeya, Narada Adi Bhavita, Vamadeva Parvati Sukumara Varija Astra Sammohita Akara. Lord Swaminatha is served by Lord Narayana, the father of Manmatha, and also by Brahma, who is the Lord of Saraswati. Kartikeya, who is the son of Kartikeya maidens, is worshipped by Narada and other sages. He, who is the son of Lord Shiva and goddess Parvati, has different enchanting forms more than the Manmatha. Kamita, Artha, ವಿತರಣ ನಿಪುಣ ಚರಣ ಕಾವ್ಯ ನಾಟಕ ಅಲಂಕಾರ ಭರಣ ಭೂಮಿ ಜಲ ಅಗ್ನಿ ವಾಯು ಗಗನ ಕಿರಣ ಬೋಧ ರೂಪ ನಿತ್ಯ ಆನಂದ ಕರಣ. ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಮುರುಗಾಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಟೆಂಡರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಡೆಪ್ಟ್ ಅಟ್ ಪೋರಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ಆಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಹೂ ಸೀಕ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಹೋಲಿ ಫೀಟ್. ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹೂ ಎಂಬಲಿಷಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆರ್ಟ್. ಹೀ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ದ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಎಂಬಾಡಿಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿಸ್ ರೇಸ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಫೈವ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಅರ್ಥ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಫೈರ್ ಏರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ಕೈ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ದ ಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎಟರ್ನಲ್ ಬ್ಲಿಸ್. Such a beautiful composition, isn't it? Muthuswami Dikshidhar has beautifully described all the forms about Lord Muruga in one short kriti. Apart from magnificent Tirupugal composed by Arunagirinadar, there are lots of other hymns and shlokas composed on Swaminatha Swami, and some of them are Tirumurugattrupadai by the Tamil saint poet Nakkirar and Swaminatha Stotram composed by Brahmashri Anantarama Dikshidhar. I would like to recite few stanzas of the Swaminatha Stotram.
He Swaminatha Bhando Bhasmalipta Gagangeya Karunya Sindho. He Swaminatha Bhando ರುದ್ರಾಕ್ಷ ಧಾರಿಂ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ರೌದ್ರ ರೋಗಂ ಹರತ್ವಂ ಪುರಾರೋರ್ಗುರೋ ಮೇ ರಾಕೇಂದುವಕ್ತ್ರಂ ಭವಂತಂ ಮಾರರೂಪಂ ಕುಮಾರಂ ಭಜೆ ಕಾಮಪೂರಂ ಹೇ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಾಥಾರ್ಥ ಬಂಧೋ ಭಸ್ಮಲಿಪ್ತ ಗಗಾಂಗೇಯ ಕಾರುಣ್ಯ ಸಿಂಧೋ ಹೇ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಾಥಾರ್ಥ ಬಂಧೋ ಮಾ ಪಾಹಿ ರೋಗಾತ ಘೋರಾನ್ ಮಂಗಳ ಪಾಂಗ ಪಾದೇನ ಪಂಗಾಸ್ವರಾಣಾಂ ಕಾಲಾಚ ದುಷ್ಪಾಗಕೂಲಾನ್ ಕಾಲಕಾಲಸ್ಯ ಸೂನುಂ ಭಜೆ ಕ್ರಾಂತಸಾನುಂ ಹೇ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಾಥಾರ್ಥ ಬಂಧೋ ಭಸ್ಮಲಿಪ್ತಾಂಗ ಗಾಂಗೇಯ ಕಾರುಣ್ಯ ಸಿಂಧೋ ಹೇ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಾಥಾರ್ಥ ಬಂಧೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶೈಲೇ ವಸಂತಂ ಸಾಧು ಸಂಘಸ್ಯ ರೋಗಾನ್ ಸದಾ ಸಂಹರಂತಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶೈಲೇ ವಸಂತಂ ಸಾಧು ಸಂಘಸ್ಯ ರೋಗಾನ್ ಸದಾ ಸಂಹರಂತಂ ಓಂಕಾರ ತತ್ವಂ ವದಂತಂ ಶಂಭುಕರ್ಣೇ ಹಸಂತಂ ಭಜೇಹಂ ಸಿಸೂತಂ ಹೇ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಾಥಾರ್ಥ ಬಂಧೋ ಭಸ್ಮಲಿಪ್ತ ಗಗಾಂಗೇಯ ಕಾರುಣ್ಯ ಸಿಂಧೋ ಹೇ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಾಥಾರ್ಥ ಬಂಧೋ.
I would like to share with you all some interesting facts about the temple and its architecture. The Swaminatha temple consists of three gopurams and three corridors, also called the praharams. The sanctum, which is located on the south side, consists of the inscriptions of all the gods. The corridors are arranged in such a way that the first corridor is at the base of the hill, the second praharam is halfway up the hill, and the third one surrounds the main sanctum. The way to the main shrine has 60 steps, denoting 60 Tamil years. The idol of Lord Shiva as Sundareshwarar and Goddess Parvati as Meenakshi are located downhill. Here, elephant is considered to be the vehicle of Lord Muruga instead of peacock, and this is the speciality of Swami Malai compared to other Murugan temples. With that amazing fact, we come to the end of 15th episode. Stay tuned to Ragadri, the Carnatic Music Gateway. This is Jayashree signing off. Meet you all in the next episode. Until then, bye-bye.